Jail Miles had no choice but to respond to the public outcry, I think, and quite rightly so, from his comments on Thursday evening and then following through from the incidents over the weekend. So I think he'd no choice. But I do think that there's a lesson in this that the DUP need to learn, because we've seen a pattern here. We've seen a pattern from the former health minister from the DUP, Edwin Putz, and his implementation of a blood ban from members of the gay community. So there is a pattern here, and I think society has been very clear in their response to this. That is one of zero tolerance. And we need to see a health minister from the DUP who is has equality central to the delivery of policies and legislation.
And you're saying that the next health minister must, as it were, leave his or her religious beliefs at the door when coming into office?
Well, there's no place in society, absolutely no place in society for these discriminatory or outdated remarks and beliefs. And I think, you know, particularly when we look at somebody who's in a position of leadership and ministerial responsibility, it's outrageous that they would bring their own personal views or beliefs, or indeed prejudice, in my view, into the implementation of policy direction or guidance. So we need to make sure that the DUP are listening to this. The DUP need to step up to the mark on this one, and they need to bring forward someone who has the confidence of all sections of our society in terms of the delivery of the health portfolio.